the technology is still moving towards this basic goal. We can now make software able to handle requests to look up information.
How many people live in Cape Cod?
The population of Cape Cod is 215,888.
Awesome.
Not only that, as Nikki mentioned, we're now able to build software able to answer complex questions. Software that can draw on a knowledge that it's learned for itself by reading and understanding the text in books and magazines, newspapers and encyclopedias. And I'm talking about Watson, a computer system we entered into a TV game show in the States last year.
Worry about it all the way down at 2,000 points.
It's just acne. You don't have this skin infection, also known as Hansen's disease. Watson, what is leprosy? You are right.
Adjured brute for 1,600.
Music fans wax rhapsodic about this Hungarian's transcendental etudes. Watson,
who is Franz Liszt? You are right.
So that's what we can do today. These are the capabilities that we have. But what can we do with them? You know, what could we do tomorrow? And how else can we make this vision of the computer as our assistant into a reality? Well, RLSB invited us to look in particular at screen readers, to look at the experience of users of screen readers, and to see if there was anything that we could do differently.
Link accessibility help list at navigation regions dot heading level 2 bbc dot co dot of navigation list of 8 items link news link sport link weather link iPlayer link TV link radio link 4 link graphic Olympics link left in 2012 list at search regions dot search term colon edit search unlabeled 9 button.
Think about the division of work between the user and the computer when you're using a screen reader. The computer reads out the words and elements that are on the page in the order that they appear. The user, besides having to decide what it is they actually want to do, has to understand what the page means. They have to combine the series of elements they hear read out into some sort of mental model of the page, remembering what their options are, remembering roughly what went where. They also need to be able to convert the goal they want to achieve into the series of physical actions necessary to accomplish it, whether that's the right number of presses of arrow keys or tab keys or enter. Well, can't we shift this balance a bit? Can't we get the technology to do a little more? Couldn't we require the user to have to do a little less? Wouldn't it be better if the technology understood more about the page that it was reading? Wouldn't it be better if the technology understood what it was the user wanted to achieve and knew what steps would need to be performed to carry that out? Let me explain what I mean. Firstly, by technology that understands the page. When a screen reader understands more about the page that it's reading, it doesn't need to read it all out. It can just describe what's important.
This looks like a category page for a news site. There are a number of links to articles. There are menus and a search box.
Now, if I want to know what the categories are, I can ask. If I want to know what the articles are, I can ask. Let me know what's available. Let me decide for myself what to do next. Don't just read out everything. And what do I mean by technology understanding the user? Well, when a screen reader understands what it is I want to do, it can do it for me. So, for example, if I want to go to the politics section in this news site, I say, go to politics, and I'm taken straight there. I didn't need to know where the menu was. I didn't need to know how many other menu items there were that I'd need to go through to get to the politics item. I just describe what it is I want and let the computer figure out what steps are necessary to achieve it. And this isn't just about clicking. It can be any interaction with the page. Say I want to search the site for something. I don't need to know where the search box is. I don't need to know how to get to it. I just say, search for David Cameron. The screen reader finds the search box, puts my query into it, and submits it. I'm taken straight to the results, which are described to me.
There are 18 search results on the page. One is in a section labeled 24 November 2012. 11 are in a section labeled 23 November 2012.
So this is the idea that we tried out with RLSB, creating software able to interpret web pages that can offer a natural conversational interface to web browsers. Now, I don't have time this afternoon to describe in detail how it all works, but I want to explain a couple of the key approaches. Technology is getting better at interpreting unstructured English text, so we can understand what some of the text on a web page probably means. For instance, if the page contains an instruction to do something, like enter your postcode here, we can spot that call to action and highlight